You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A bunch of people say they plan on traveling because gas prices have been coming down.
Yeah,
now, they're still 20-something percent higher than they were at this point last year, last Labor Day, where it's like 23% higher. But it is refreshing to see in some places where I've driven the low $3. Like, I think I saw $3.18 a gallon. Like,
wow, low threes. This is fantastic.
I know. And we felt like, you know, hey, bonus.
Yeah.
The national average today is $3.83. But people say they're going to be getting out of town. Half of Americans plan to travel somewhere for the Labor Day weekend. That's a lot.
That is a lot. I was seeing the news stories already this morning. If you're heading out to the airport, it's already like a 40-minute wait for security, and they're expecting that to get even longer. So, you know, if you're heading out of town on a big old airplane today, you might want to get to the airport a little bit earlier.
I'm an idiot because I travel a lot. I fly a lot, and I haven't done the TSA pre-check stuff because every time I'm at the airport, I'm like, oh, why don't I sign up for that? And, you know, because it's a process. You don't just walk up and say, hey, I'd like that. And I finally, this last flight, I was like, that's it. I went online. I started the process. And I have to go in like 3 weeks and bring, you know, passport, driver's license, you know, blood sample.
Tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to do an eye scan, you know, do all of that.
Thumbprint.
So that I can go through a little bit of a quicker line.
You should do that. Everybody that I know that has done that, they love it because you can just zip in and out. So,
and there are other ways that you can, there are other things you can do too besides the TSA pre-check.
But slip them a 20, I think, is one of the ways. No, that's not right.
I was reading some story about, it was an interview with TSA people, and they talked about all of the grief that they get and the abuse, the verbal abuse they get from people at the lines. And the thing is, I believe it because I've stood in enough, you know, security lines over the last few years that I've heard a lot of abuse hurled at people who are simply doing
their job
and following the
safe
law.
Yeah.
And yes, there are anecdotal stories of, you know, every once in a while, a TSA person who does something that causes an uproar. That's one out of, you know, probably 20,000 that does that. The rest are just there, hardworking people trying to fulfill.
Yeah,
you know,
leave them alone.
What the law says they have to do.
It's not their fault you didn't get to the airport on time, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll get a text. Well, they did this to me. Yeah, you're one. Turn around and look at how long that line is.
Yeah.
You know, not very many people have that story. The rest are just
they just
going
to get on their plane.
Taking our shoes off, taking our laptops out of our bags.
This isn't news. You know what to expect when you get to the airport. Long lines, a lot of people, no shoes.
Yeah, it's just that we are
check your liquids.
In very much a center of the universe society where everything is about me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, ugh, so self-centered.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
You know what the airport's about. Leave your,
leave your
knives in the car.
Bring a book, you know, in case you get through security fairly quickly.
Get a Cinnabon and shut up.
Anyway, a lot of travel this weekend.
I will say that they are already talking about, too, the leaf viewing. The leaves are already changing. We're going to be hitting peak viewing here in just like a week or two.
Why so early?
I don't know. They're already saying. I saw the little news story this morning from our local nerds on the news channel. They said to go ahead and head up because some of them are changing already. Isn't that crazy?
Is it because of the heat?
Heat, drought conditions. Yeah, they're already changing. Lack of light already, you know, because the sun's setting earlier and the whole nine. We're going to head up to Idaho Springs this weekend. Major road trip for us. But we're just going to go up and get some pizza. And there's a brewery I want to check out up there. So,
is he just going to like Bojo's up there?
I think we might
something?
Go to Bojo's and Tommyknockers and just kind of walk around the town a little bit and just get out of town a little bit. I haven't had a Bojo's pizza in... probably, how long have I been with my wife? 20 years? I mean, that's one of the first places we went to, you know, on a date, you know.
The mountain pie.
The mountain pie. We were showing the kids the pictures of the pizzas last night online because they were like, pizza. I'm like, yeah, but these are pretty substantial pizzas. So. Yeah, which is funny because it's going to be on the heels of my physical today, physical and blood work, and then I'm going to go up tomorrow and kill myself, essentially, with a bunch of food and calories, so... Like, well, that's all right. Diet starts Monday. Speaking of the kiddos.
Tuesday, probably.
Yeah, check that. Tuesday. Speaking of the kiddos, really quick, I was talking yesterday about how my son Reed wants to play the trumpet, and we went to the little band initiation and signed him up, and I went online yesterday and ordered up the trumpet, went to the music store yesterday and picked it up and presented it to him after school.
Yeah.
I'm already sick of it. I'm already sick of it. I think the excitement will eventually wear off, but it was just, he was on that horn all night last night, blowing on it, watching YouTube videos, trying to figure out how to play it, and there's already been threats of grounding because he thinks it's super funny just to get on the horn and just blow it as loud as he can. And he'll come up to like my face and do it and his sister's face and do it. And then the dog, which we're like, all right, enough. You're going to blow out some eardrums. So we've already had to sit him down and have the talk about, you know, you can really harm somebody's ears with this. And you got to be responsible. And
you're talking about redoing your basement. Do you think maybe you should put in a silent room? So like
that
something
you,
that's completely
the exact thing Nicole said yesterday. She's like, we want to redo the basement. She's like, can you put in like a quiet room in the basement with padding
yeah,
and stuff?
Completely.
Because I want to put in a little studio in the basement anyway that's going to have soundproofing and all that. I was like, well, yeah, let me get started now. I want to do it. And then we'll just shove him down there and let him go to town. So that might be in our future. But as of right
although, it's also very possible. I'm not saying likely, but it's possible that when he finds out, you know, hey, he's got, like you said, the thrill of it dissipates.
The thrill is gone.
And then he realizes that it's a challenge. It's kind of hard to learn to do these things, he might set it down and not pick up.
Fingers
crossed. I mean, really, you know?
Yeah, like most kids, he'll just probably give up on it in a month or two. So.
And you're only out the $20 for the
money
rental,
well,
right?
Yeah, money well spent. Yeah. Here's hoping.